This is pretty, not a whole lot going on this assembly agenda, actually.
Not on the agenda, no, but there seems to be a lot going on in the borough.
Yes, outside the agenda.
Right.
So let's start with your budget is due April 1st, yep. which is coming up here.
On a Sunday, a week from Sunday.
On a Sunday.
Or no, the coming Sunday.
We talked a little bit about your budget during our last manager's update, but is there anything, any notable changes, any big budgeting decisions that you are having to make this year?
We got a, I call windfall, which Margaret Friedenauer wanted to remind me that she had predicted this, but the raw fish tax income that we're allowed to budget this year is significantly bigger than it has been in the past. I think we're budgeting about $256,000, maybe a little bit more than that, but we're kind of being conservative. And that's due to the fact that we believe that Petersburg closed down its facility last year or the year before. And so there's more fish being purchased at Excursion Inlet. Tom Marshall told me, he's the manager at Excursion Inlet, that they purchased three times the volume of fish last year than they had purchased the year before. So that will be fairly good for us in terms of revenue. Also, the omnibus bill passed by the U.S. Congress just last week alleviated a lot of stress for us. PILT, which is the payments in lieu of taxes, which is what the federal government pays to municipalities for the fact that they don't pay taxes on land. They make payments to us instead. So that will be funded, as will secure rural schools. We haven't had that funding in a while. So we do have funding coming in. I have not gone shopping, you know, to like spend that thing on things we don't already know about. But we have tried to take care of roads and water and sewer improvements this year. I think there's a conservative increase in the personnel costs this year, but I'm very grateful to hear that the costs of the public or the insurance, health insurance for employees is going up like $20 or something. It's not significant. So that was a great relief, because that's always a very difficult thing to budget for. Significant, because, you know, personnel is more than 70% of any municipal's budget. Any government budget is basically personnel. So those costs are always something you have to watch out for. I'm trying to, introduce some new technology so that we can have a better platform for engaging the public. Right now, you know, we do have a Facebook page, but we don't engage the public on a Facebook page. And so we're thinking of getting a platform to allow that, and maybe some budgeting things, but I can't think of anything else. That's my little wish list. Deborah's wish list.
So that's your budget. That'll go to the assembly on April 1st, and then they should have a first reading of that at their next meeting.
Right. I have done a little bit of changes, not in terms of how the money is spent, but how the budget is presented. For example, one of the things I thought was really interesting when I really started to look at the budget is that we have a fire department. The fire departments, we have two fire service areas. One is Klahini Valley and the other is the rest of us. And the EMT, the ambulance, the medical service area actually has a lot more activity in terms of its response to ambulance calls. I think last year there were over 300 ambulance calls and there were 18 fire calls. But yet all of the personnel gets reported in the fire department's budget. And then it's, you know, just kind of accounting-wise transferred to medical service area. So I've switched that around to show that really it's the medical service area that is the bulk of the payroll that is provided by the borough. And then that transfers to the remainder transfers to the fire department. So it will look a little bit different just in terms of how it's presented. We have lots of pictures in this year also. I'm trying to make it a document that will be interesting to people. You can see, because it's really true that the borough does a tremendous amount of programming in our borough. You know, recreation, fire, police, school, pool, you know, my goodness, lots of stuff. Oh, one thing we're going to do this year, too, I hope, is that we will actually have our parks and recreation personnel dealing with improvements to the parks. They're actually directed by Public Works. But in the years since we have increasingly more cruise activity in the community, our parks person has spent almost their entire day cleaning toilets. So we're going to put a contract out for cleaning toilets. Although we have several, I think we have 7 or 8 toilets, you know, around town for visitors. So we're going to, hopefully our parks will look a lot better.
All right. So apart from your budget, there's a few other things going on.
Oh, but they're not as fun.
And one of them is a couple of public safety related things going on. One, you have a note in your manager's report this week about Narcan supply and funding for Narcan supply in the community.
Right. I was directed by the assembly to try to ensure that there was enough Narcan available in the community for all first responders. I have verified through search and through our own department that we have that supply available. There is a program, I forgot the name of it, Giving Hope, something like that, Hope Lighting, which is a state-funded program to provide Narcan to communities. Now, for Narcan is a antidote, I guess, to overdose of heroin. And we have had a call for Narcan in the community, and that the supplies are there. It was suggested by the assembly that we provide Narcan at every location where there's a heart defibrillator, but we have like 11 or 12 of those around town. And I'm asking the assembly to reconsider that, because the ability to manage stocking and restocking and restocking, you know, publicly situated Narcan supply would, you know, probably be a full-time job. Oh, I mean, I don't really mean that, but, you know, it's just better kind of the way it is that we have our first responders are provisioned with Narcan.
And this special services contract from the State Department of Public Safety, or the Public Safety Commissioner, is back.
I'm bringing that back because the Department of Public Safety offered the Haines Borough $25,000 in exchange for the borough stating that they would take on the responsibility of policing outside the townsite service area. And the assembly has never really taken on that responsibility and doesn't want to. And there's a lot of issues that are out there. The other areas in the state of Alaska, especially Girdwood and along the sewer highway, they are all, I guess, dealing with the same issue that we're dealing with. And I just want the assembly to reconsider whether or not they would like to at least go after the $25,000. If it's still up for offer, maybe we should take it and do the best we can. It's not to say we can't continue to try to get a state trooper positioned here, but we haven't been successful in almost a year of working on that. So, yeah, it'd be nice to get $25,000.
And then the public safety building. There's some issues have come up with the public safety building and needed repairs to that building.
Oh, well, the public safety building is built in the 70s. It's very old. It's got a lot of water damp issues. It all started when we wanted to paint the building, but then we learned that the paint wouldn't adhere to the wood. It was so wet. So maybe we should sheathe the building. And then we started talking about sheathing the building. And then we said, well, do we want to bring this into compliance with ADA? So we put together a plan to sheathe the building, to make the bathrooms in the building compliant with ADA. And we were already up to an $800,000, you know, project just to do those things. And we applied for a grant from, it's called CDBG, Community Development Block Grant. And we were denied. We were denied that. And that put us back where we were, thinking about, okay, what do we really want to do with this building? So I'm asking the assembly to kind of help me grapple with another plan. And the first step might be to, we're talking preliminarily with the library about maybe relocating the assembly chambers in the library, but defer its expansion, and maybe purchasing property to that's already at 1 mile that has a large building with bays for fire trucks and that sort of thing. It's just a matter of where do you want to pour your money, you know? Want to pour it into the public safety building to try to bring that up to code and try to make that a healthy building, or to go somewhere else?
And I also want to ask you about some news that came to light last week of the University of Alaska, a new timber sale.
Yeah, offering. Yeah. Don't mess with the university.
A very large one.
Right. You don't like our 400 acres? Take this.
13,000.
Right?
Which seems like it must be most of their land in Haynesboro, yeah. Except that 400 acres.
I noticed that too. Yeah.
Does the borough have, are you working towards some sort of response?
Well, that came out just last week, and I am bringing up to the assembly on the 27th a possibility, I'm memoing them now, about bringing forward how do you want to approach making comments. I think that it seems to me that what has happened is they've just said, okay, let's put all of the land that we have up for sale. I'm thinking that probably that 400-acre parcel they advertised, possibly somebody came to them and said, we're interested, but why? It's not cost-effective for us to log a 400-acre parcel. How about, you know, adding to it so that it's cost-effective for our mobilization costs and all of the rest of that? And so I'm thinking that maybe they just said, sure, and they're going to make a negotiated contract that identifies all their land and it can be logged. But as far as the harvesting plan goes, that probably is still to be negotiated, and who is going to design it, I don't know. I do have a call in to Patrick Kelly, but he hasn't answered back yet at this time, but maybe he will by tomorrow's meeting. So I think there's, you know, there's a lot of ways, or there's several ways that I think the community can respond to the proposal. There are, in some ways, there's a way to look at how this might be an opportunity to partner with the university and getting some of the things that we might need in the community. Certainly, they're going to need a dock to load out material, you know, logs. And there might be other things that we might be able to negotiate with the university if they're going to pursue this. So, yes, there are comments to be made.
All right, Deborah. Well, that is quite a bit. Is there anything else that you want to talk about right now?
I don't think so. It'd be nice to see everybody who has an interest in what's going on with the borough to come by to the meeting on Tuesday night. I think we're going back to the 6:30, right? 6:30 start time.
That's right.
Right. And now the borough is going to try, the assembly is going to try two official meetings, two business meetings a month, at 6:30 on the second and fourth Tuesday, as always, but they want now to insert a cow, schedule a committee of the whole during that week in between.